SBS Radio.
Naganap ang pangalawang beses na paglikas sa loob ng isang linggo mula sa Opal Tower ng Sydney upang makagawa ang mga otoridad ng malalim na pag-iimbestiga ukol sa posibleng kawalan ng katatagang pang-istruktura. Narito ang ulat ni Samantha Beniac Brooks na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang panahon ng pagdiriwang para sa mga naninirahan sa Opal Tower sa Olympic Park ng Sydney ay naging masama at nauwi pa sa mas masama. Bispiras ng Pasko nang ang mga residente ay unang inabisuhang lumikas matapos marinig ang malakas na lagutok na tunog sa loob ng gusali. Walang nakitang anumang karagdagang palatandaan ng pinsala sa ginawang inspeksyon at ang mga residente ay muling pinabalik makalipas ang ilang oras. Sa kasalukuyan, sabi ng mga builder na Icon na kailangan ang muling paglikas sa nasabing gusali. Sinabi ng direktor ng Icon sa New South Wales, Julian Doyle, na kinakailangang magsagawa ng mas malalim na imbestigasyon ang mga tagapag-imbestiga.
We're after the residents to leave now so we can absolutely investigate every part of the building unobstructed as quickly as possible. So, you know, for us the secret is getting the answer and determining what we need to do to not replicate what happened on level 10 and implement that as quickly as possible.
Pangungunahan ng pandaigdigang kumpanya ng engineering na WSP ang imbestigasyon. Sinabi ng punong tagapagpaganap ng WSP, Guy Templeton, na gagawin ang lahat ng mga pagsisikap upang malaman ang pinakaugat ng nasabing issue.
We need to be able to get access so that specialist engineers can work right through the building and check out all the similar structures through all of the floors. So to do that, some panels may need to be removed. There may need to be some concrete testing. And in that situation, obviously, there's people coming in and out of the building with equipment, and that requires full access through the building. So our view is that it's best to have the residents move out of the building for a period and make sure that everything can be thoroughly and completely checked.
Binigyang babala ang mga residente na maaaring abutin ng hanggang 10 araw ang naturang proseso. Ngunit ang ilang mga residente, katulad ng lalaking ito, ay nangangamba na hindi sinasabi sa kanila ang buong katotohanan.
So I actually found this out through a friend of mine and from the Meriton building manager. Last night there were people working throughout the night. As far as we got told 2 days ago that it was a local crack, it's actually not a local crack. There was workmen and women last night working and they were propping the building up. So there's obviously something a bit more serious than what we're getting told.
Maraming mga residente ang pansamantalang lumikas sa kalapit na mga hotel. Ngunit sinabi ng residenteng ito na mababa ang pamantayan ng kaniyang tinitirhan.
Accommodation is terrible. It like Novotel, like and Ibis, which is really terrible compared to our apartments which we pay for. Right? And nobody gonna responsible for anything gonna missing in our apartments or give any compensation.
Sinabi ni Ginoong Doyle na ang pansamantalang relokasyon ay isa lamang pamamaraan ng pag-iingat.
Our heart goes out to them. It's a really difficult time of year and it's a difficult time to deal with a problem like this. But the issue is expediency, because if we leave the residents in place, then we'll be still trying to get access to various areas of the building, I think, for the next 3 months.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.